Good morning. Please stand and sing hymn number 282, The Family of God, and we're going to sing this through twice.
Well, good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to everyone. So glad to see all of you here this morning. A couple announcements as we begin here on this special Sunday where we're going to be receiving in new members into our church. Just a few announcements here as we begin. First of all, you'll note that on the back of your bulletin, there is the names of all those who will be joining. And so we look forward to that portion of the service here this morning and just the opportunity to welcome in those new members here into the church. Also, just a note again about the question session, which will be a CBM here on June the 2nd, 7 o'clock p.m. That will be a congregational meeting in which people from the district, those representatives, again, will come and give us any clarification that you might need on or questions that you have regarding the separation process from the Church of the Brethren. So if you are wondering about that, and you have questions or concerns, would like to come, those representatives will be here, and you'll be able to just conversate with them. It'll kind of be an open or just a sharing session there. So, you know, if you have more questions about that, you can see Ron Routabush, our board, our leadership team chair, and certainly we hope that you come and participate in that. Also, just to note that there will be a final, our final vote date has been set here for July 10th at 1:30. So we hope that you members will come and participate in that final vote. Also, just a special thanks to all those who helped with this year's disaster relief auction. All the tireless work that went in to make it a success. I think Nancy's going to maybe share a little bit of figures here on on how we did this year. I know we usually don't have the final numbers for, well, a few months anyways, doesn't it?
Usually they say August, which I think is a little long way.
Thank you, Nancy. Really appreciate that report. Ron, there was 102 golfers, but they couldn't count me as a golfer yet. So they had to just go down to 101. I participated in the golf tournament. It was a lot of fun. Joe Gork did as well. His team actually got second. And so, you know, they did really well. I got second from last. That's no joke. I really did get second from last. I wish I was joking. Titus texted me during the when we were playing and during the game, and he says, "How's it going?" And I texted him back, "I'm seeing lots of squirrels out in the woods." I spent a lot of my time in the trees, but I did have a good time, and it was a lot of fun. Ron, thank you for all the work that you did on that. And Ron chaired that committee and did a great job in making sure that that was a success. And I think everyone, I know Joe can probably agree with me, it was a really good event. It was well done. And that's the way with the auction as well. I think everything went smoothly, and there was just a good turnout, and I think a lot of people donated, and I think a lot of good will just come from all that work.
Helen Shack takes care of all the
kids. Yeah, that's right. Helen does a good work. And
she's made some of them. So.
She's made a lot, but she also helped in making sure that each was part of the sale. I think she said there was 80. Helen, what was it, 84? 83 quilts this year, so that's a good number. Well, I guess when people were had to stay home for COVID, they did a lot of quilting and making things. So, but Helen, again, we appreciate your help also, and just all the work that goes into making it a success. You know, it's hard to name everyone, but it takes a lot of work, and we appreciate that. You know, I also want to just say a special thanks to all those who are here on Saturday morning. Some of us were doing work at the auction. Some of us were here doing work at the church, and you maybe have seen some of that as you come in, those improvements that were made. Just a big thank you to all those who participated in that. We really appreciate you. I guess I could start naming names, but I'll leave someone out, and I don't want to do that because it really was a good crew that was here, and so much time was given, donated, as well as materials and other things. And the church really appreciates that, and it looks so nice, and we're very thankful for all those that work to make that happen. So, okay, also, just lastly, I want you to note there, I did put Randy Simmons' address. Some of you had been asking about that, that it's not in the directory. And Randy will be coming home hopefully here in a few weeks after suffering a stroke. And so I just wanted to make sure that that was in there so that if you'd like to send a card thanking of you or something along those lines, please feel free to do that. Let's just bow our heads for a word of prayer. Grace, Heavenly Father, Lord, we just thank you, Lord, that we're able to gather here as your family, even as we've shared in song. We are the family of God, and Lord, we've come to worship and praise you and thank you that you've made us sons and daughters of your kingdom. Lord, we just are so blessed that we are a part of your family. And Lord, that we are a part of this family right here at the Moscow Church. Lord, we are just so thankful again, even that our family is growing today as we receive in those new members. And Lord, we just thank you for the many blessings that we have in our life, especially in our church life here. Lord, we just praise you for all the good that you're doing in and through this church. I just pray that we continue to be a successful church in preaching and teaching the Word of God, calling people to confession, Lord, to repentance, and to finding faith in your Son, Jesus. Lord, that's what you desire from us. That's what you want. And Lord, I pray that you help us to be successful in that as best as possible. So, Father, we praise you here this morning. It's in Christ Jesus' name we pray these things. Amen. Let us stand together for this morning's call to worship. And you will find this inside of your bulletins, this coming from portions of Ephesians chapter 2. Paul says, "Now you are no longer strangers and foreigners of God, but fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God, having been built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom the whole building being fitted together grows into a holy temple in the Lord, whom we also are being built together for a dwelling place of God in the Spirit." Let's turn in our hymnals now to page 292, God of Grace and God of Glory, page 292. seated. I want to take just a couple minutes to give you some prayer requests to put on your list, people to be praying for. Then we're going to quickly, I'll take some prayer requests, but we're going to kind of move a little quicker through our prayer time so that we make sure we have time to do everything today. First of all, I just want you to put on your prayer list Everett Gardner. Would you continue to pray for him? Everett, of course, is home from having surgery on his hip, and he is recovering well, but he continues to need your prayers. Barbara says that he's doing well, and I think they even got him another chair to get his feet up a little higher when he's resting. That way it reduces some stress and pressure there, and so we just praise the Lord that he's home, but he certainly is still in need of your prayers for recovery. Also, just a praise for Danny Wilson. We were praying for him last week for a surgery that he had, and I got word that Danny is doing well. He had a pacemaker put in, and so we just praise the Lord for that, and we want to continue to pray, though, for his recovery now, and that that will just give his heart strength and just help him the way it needs to. Also, surgeries, this coming week is Greg Cummings. Greg has a surgery tomorrow. He's going to have a knee replacement, so if you would just be in prayer for Greg as he goes for that, certainly for the recovery afterwards as well, and we just pray that things go good tomorrow for that surgery. So he's looking forward to it. I got a chance to talk to him yesterday, and he was really looking forward to getting that done and getting to feeling better so he can walk a little bit better. Also, would you put on your prayer list Ronnie Radbush? Ronnie's not having surgery this week, but next week, and he will be having a replacement, a knee replacement as well. So we want to lift Ronnie up in prayers for that surgery. Ronnie, how long ago was it that you had the other knee replaced?
5 years ago.
It's been 5 years. Are you sure? Doesn't feel like 5 years. I thought that was like a year ago or something. Boy, time really flies, doesn't it, Ronnie? But you've done so well with that, and we just praise the Lord that that went well, and we just pray now for this other replacement that it goes good also. You're going to be the bionic man, aren't you, Ronnie? You're replacing one part at a time. So, yeah, you're welcome, Ronnie. We certainly lift you up in prayers. Also, would you put Jane Myers on your prayer list? We've been praying for Jane. That's Evan's mother, and we want to just continue to pray for Jane and just for her recovery, and just pray that she will continue to get well. It's been a little while since she had her surgery on her brain, but some of these things take time, and she certainly needs God to continue to heal her. So if you would, just be in prayer for Jane Myers. Real quickly, are there other prayer requests that you want to share? I know one in particular is we want to pray for Ukraine. So I appreciate you continuing to remind us, because that is an ongoing thing and that is on your heart, and we really appreciate that. We need to be reminded of that. Sometimes something carries on for so long, you kind of forget to pray for that, don't you? And you have constantly reminded us, and we certainly thank you for that. So please continue to pray for the Ukraine war, and we pray that God will just bring peace in that area. Pauline?
John Botkin.
Okay.
I have trouble.
John Botkin, if you would, please be in prayer for him. Other prayer requests?
Gene still needs our prayer.
Yes, continue to pray for Gene Armstrong. Other prayer requests? Kenny?
Three. As we discussed, I had Bobby's surgery today for him.
Okay.
Yes. Tomorrow.
Okay.
For his knee surgery.
Okay, Bobby Todd.
Yep. And pray for Ethel and Sherry as they travel to North Carolina Tuesday to pick up the grandbabies.
Okay. Ethel and Sherry.
Robert Crowder, the driver who's going through the brain cancer, he's halfway through and doing really well.
Praise the Lord. Bubby, you said his surgery will be tomorrow. Okay. Okay, hopefully you got all those. Bubby, Todd, Ethel, and Sherry as they travel, and then just prays for Robert Crowder. Anyone else? LaBriska?
So I asked for prayer for my neighbor, Roger Warren.
Yeah.
And he passed away. And they figured out he died of something called NASH, which is all capital letters, NASH. They didn't know that to begin with. His legs were swelling, and they just attributed it to the fact that he had diabetes. And then by the time they figured out what it really was, things were spiraling down too much. Today is his service. So if you please be in prayer for his wife and his daughter, who's graduating from high school this year with her daddy, I would appreciate that.
Yep.
And also, a letter note, I went to see Mr. Barber yesterday. I took him some barbecue chicken from the Branch Ruritan, and he asked me how much I owed him. So he's doing good.
Thank you, LaBriska, for that update. I appreciate that. Moran family, if you would, their service is today. Please be in prayer for that family. I think Isaac. Yeah. Yeah. I think she's in school, Fort Defiance, with.
Fort Defiance and headed off to college.
Right. So.
So all that ceremony.
Yeah. Please just lift up that prayer and your families for the heartache that they're suffering, and appreciate you keeping us informed and how to pray for that family, LaBriska. I appreciate that. Anyone else?
A quick note. Can we pray for peace in our country and remove the hatred from people's hearts?
Absolutely. You know, we had a conversation very similar to that this morning in our Sunday school, Dorothy, and you're right. We do. There is such division and bitterness and anger, and we need God's peace and unity to come back within our nation. And a part of that is because we've turned away from God, isn't it? So many people are turning away from God now, and we just need, you know what we need? We need to pray for revival. That's what we need in our nation. We need spiritual revival. We need people to turn their hard hearts back to the Lord, repent of our iniquity and wickedness, and return back to the Lord. So, Dorothy, thank you for sharing that. Appreciate your prayer request there. Any others?
A quick note. This morning, Marcia got a call, which is Randy Simmons' daughter, and she got a call from Encompass, and she thought something had happened to her dad, and when she answered it, it was Randy. One of the last things for Randy to get back was his speech.
Right.
And he called and talked to her this morning and told her he needed things to send over with a friend that's coming. So that surely is a blessing.
It is. It is. His speech and his balance. Randy's at the Fontaine Center. Randy Simmons, we want to continue to lift him up in our prayers. She said that, Marcia told me that maybe in about 3 weeks he'll be coming home. He's getting therapy on his speech and on his balance. So that's good news that the speech is doing better. He's able to talk on the phone, and so we praise the Lord for that.
They're going to send his phone over for him now so he can make calls himself instead of using
the phone. Yeah, that would be good. So praise the Lord for that. Anyone else? With that, I'm going to call now on our ushers to come forward and collect our tithes and our offerings.
Thank you.
Let's stand together in prayer. Will you bow your heads with me? Gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, we are so thankful, Lord, that as we turn our hearts and our prayers to you, Lord, we know that you hear our prayers. Lord, you are not deaf or blind to see or hear what is going on in each of our lives. Lord, you know our prayer request even before we announce them, Lord. You know our hearts, but Lord, we seek to share these prayer requests this morning that we could each be joining together, even as we are right now, praying as your church, as your fellowship, as your children. And Lord, we're seeking good things, even as your scripture tells us, a good father whose son asks for something good, does that father in return give something evil to the son? No. Lord, we know that as we seek these good things, that Lord, being the perfect heavenly father that you are, that Lord, in return, you seek to give us good answers, good results. Lord, we lift up all those names here this morning, those who will be going for surgery this week and in the week to come. Lord, those that have received surgery and are healing, even through the power of your mending their body back together. Lord, we lift up those who are fighting serious cancer diagnosis, and Lord, those that are fighting depression. Lord, those that are dealing with issues, Lord, that are unspoken here. But Father, in all these things, Lord, we lift them up to you, knowing, Lord, that you are good. And that, Lord, you can do all things. And Father, as long as these things are in accordance to thy will, Lord, we pray that you will answer these prayer requests here this morning. Lord, we thank you and praise you for our family increasing here this morning, even as we receive new members into our church. Lord, we thank you that you are calling forth into our midst able-bodied people that are willing and desiring to serve you, to worship you, and to contribute to the work that is happening right here in this church. Lord, we are laying up eternal treasures in heaven. Father, I thank you for the faithfulness of this body of believers. Lord, I thank you of their desire to preach your word. Lord, to reach out to those who are helpless, those who are hurting, those who are in need. And Lord, that you call out a message of forgiveness, of grace, and hope, and love to a world we know, Lord, that needs it so badly. Lord, even as we've been reminded here in our prayer requests, Lord, we certainly pray and need revival within our country today. Our country is hurting in so many ways, and our people are hurting. And Lord, we need revival. We need people that will seek you, politicians that will seek your will, not their own, Lord. Lord, we need leaders within our community and teachers and on all levels of leadership, Lord. We need those that will seek you diligently with all their heart, mind, and soul. And Father, seek to do your will in the office in which they hold and have been called. Lord, we each have a part to do, and Father, we just pray for revival. We need, Father, revival even within our local churches right here in our community. We pray that people will begin getting up again and going to church and fellowshipping and being a part of fellowships, Lord. We earnestly pray these things here this morning. Lord, we pray for our offering, Lord. Bless it, I pray as well. Might it be just something that is a blessing to you even as we offer these things here this morning. Father, we praise you and we praise you for your goodness and love. It's in your Son Jesus' name that we pray these things together. Amen. You may be seated. We're going to move now into receiving these new members into our church. I have a couple corrections I want to make. I'm not perfect. I have to admit, I make mistakes. And I made two mistakes here on the names. I want you to correct this on your bulletin. Ron and Roseanne Pennington, it is spelled P-I-T-T-I-N-G-T-O-N. And so I made a mistake on that. And also, I did the same thing on Nichols. Brandon, I even told you to text it to me so that I would get it right. And then I get to typing so fast.
That's okay.
Yeah. But I wanted to make sure it was corrected. N-I-C-H-O-L-S, not A-S on the end. Hey, the good news is, though, on the certificates, it's right. And that's what matters. But I got a little ahead of myself on the bulletin. So I just wanted to make sure that was corrected. And it just keeps me humble. You're right. You know that I'm not perfect, so I make mistakes. But this is an important thing in our church life, isn't it? Receiving new members in and just to receive these new people into our fellowship. Many of these people have been with us for a while. It's just a real pleasure to kind of officially receive them and just to make that known and to have them here. Another thing I'll share is Randy and Patty Simmons' names on here. Although they're not able to be with us, we're going to go ahead and receive them today into membership. They had all plans in being here, and because Randy had this stroke, they weren't able to come. But we're going to go ahead, and I pass word along that we're going to include them in the ceremony, and they are going to be received in as full members. We've received their letter of transfer. And so, we look forward to them when they are back and able to join us to be part of the full fellowship here at the church, knowing that they are full members in Moscow Church. Okay, I'm going to have those whose names are listed here and now corrected. Would you come forward? And I'm going to have you stand here at the front of the church in a line, maybe, if you could, kind of like this. And just kind of across, and I'm going to ask you some questions together. Yeah, just kind of stand right there at level. Yeah, Nancy, you come on over there. And hopefully you know all these people here. Brandy has been coming for a little bit now, and he has really appreciated the congregation and has really found a home here and was even a part of the workday yesterday, I heard. And so we really appreciate him and all the gifts that he's going to bring to the ministry here, and we look forward to you continuing to be a part of us and working in amazing ways here at Moscow. So, Brandy. And Nancy is here with us as well. She's been bringing gifts that you can hear on Sunday. And we're just so blessed to have Nancy here. Nancy was here for a long time. And so we're just kind of receiving her back, really. And so we're just so grateful for you, Nancy, for you being here and the gifts that you bring to this ministry. We really appreciate it. So, and Susan is being received as well. And we're just so thankful for her, her family that's here. Travis, her husband, did a lot of work on Saturday too. So their family is just a real, real value here. And Susan brings a lot of leadership skills. She's chair, I think, of the PTB, is that right? Parent Teacher Board at North River, and just has a lot of gifts and skills, talents, and spiritual gifts that you bring into the ministry here. And so we just appreciate you. I've been after her for a while to get her to come. A few years, let's say, to get her to move her membership here. And so she did that, and we just we appreciate your willingness to do that. Roseanne and Ron Pennington, they're kind of longtime members too. They've been here longer than me, but they moved away for a while. And now they are back. And so Ron's job kind of took them to Texas, I think, and Delaware. And so Texas, we're glad we got you back, and glad that you are all the gifts that you bring as well, especially Ron. I know working with the disaster ministry. And I think you've even served on boards, different board positions here at the church at one time or another. Were you board chair at any point?
At one time.
Yeah, even board chair. So just a lot of gifts that they both bring, and it's just a delight to receive you back as well. And then Joe and Megan Ogorek are here with us, and they've been coming now for over a year, I think. Yeah. And their family, and we just appreciate all the gifts that you guys bring. Megan's been leading the music some on Sunday mornings, and she does a wonderful job at that. Joe was here yesterday as well, working with the group. And Joe has a better golf game than me. So maybe he'll teach me something. I don't know. We appreciate, though, both of you, your family, and just all the blessings that you bring into this fellowship. It's been really good to get to. I went to school with both of them. So we're the same age, but it's different, though, being in the church together. In school, you see each other when you're passing by, and that was a good many years ago now. Just to get to know both of them and just to see their family, how blessed they are, and we really appreciate you being a part of the fellowship here. So I'm going to ask you some vows here. And it says, friends in Christ, you have made a confession of your faith and have become members of His church. We rejoice in your decision to become members of this congregation in full covenant relationship with the believers who worship and serve God in this place. Do you now affirm your faith in and your loyalty to Jesus Christ, our Lord, and His gospel? If so, say, I do. As you unite with this church, will you worship and serve and share in its program, supporting it by your earnest prayers, your regular attendance, your loyal service, your faithful stewardship, as God gives you strength? And if so, say, with God's help, I will.
With God's help, I will.
Do you promise to live and share with us in the bonds of Christian fellowship, giving and receiving Christian love, sharing and bearing one another's joys and pains? If so, say, I do. The congregation has a part in this as well. Would you stand now, and on your bulletin you'll see there is a response from the congregation. Hopefully you see that. And let us read this together. We welcome you with joy and affection into this household of faith. We pledge to you our help, our prayers, our concerns, that we may all increase in the knowledge and love of God. We trust God for strength to follow with you in Christ's way, keeping together the unity in the Spirit and the bond of peace. Amen. Let's just bow our heads for a word of prayer. Grace, Heavenly Father, Lord, we are just so grateful to receive in these new members here at Moscow. Lord, we just pray that you will bless them in and through this membership. Lord, as much as they are a part here, that, Lord, it will not only bless this church, but they themselves will be enriched. They themselves will feel your hand of blessing upon them because of being a part of this fellowship, your family. Lord, they've gained a lot of family members here this morning, a lot of brothers and sisters in Christ. And I just pray that they feel that warmth and that welcome and that love that is outstretched from this congregation to each one of them here this morning. Lord, that they know that they are not alone, but they have a family, even the family of God, right here at Moscow. Lord, we just pray that we as a church can serve each one of them and, Lord, love them even as we are called to love them. And Lord, in return, we know, Lord, that we will return and receive the same. Father, we praise you here this morning just for the wonderful blessing. In a day and age when we see churches losing members or people turning away from the church, here, Lord, you are blessing this ministry. and the work that this congregation is doing. And Lord, it is producing fruit. And Father, we thank you for that. We praise you and give you all praise and glory. It's in Christ Jesus' name we pray these things together. Amen. The members of this church bid you welcome in God's name. On their behalf, I give you the right hand of fellowship. We pray that all of us united in Christ's love may grow in all Christian graces in the service of our Lord. So I will give you the right hand of fellowship. Brandy, we welcome you.
Thank you.
God bless you. Thank you for being a part of us.
Thank you.
Nancy, we welcome you.
Thank you.
God bless you.
Thank you.
Here you are. Susan, we welcome you. God bless you.
Appreciate it.
Roseanne, we welcome you. God bless you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Ron, we welcome you. God bless you. There we go. Megan, we welcome you. God bless you. And Joe, we welcome you. God bless you, brother. Also, Patty Simmons and Randy Simmons. You know, I didn't see Greg. Was Greg Martin here? Maybe they couldn't make it. I have to talk to Lee about that, what we do in that regard. But why don't we just give them a round of applause for... You can be seated now. You can be seated. Thank you. God bless you. Isn't that wonderful? We're just so blessed. Okay, I'm going to do something I'm not done before here. I think we're just so late in time. It's only 15 minutes left. And we've heard a sermon, haven't we? And through receiving these members, we heard God speak about the family of God. And so I think that is enough today. We'll save the sermon that I had prepared for next week. So maybe that will entice you to come back. You've seen the sermon title. You've seen the sermon title and the scripture. So I hope that encourages you to come back. But maybe we'll just close with a hymn, of course. And then those new members, I would like you at the close of the hymn, when I'm given the benediction, I want you to go to the back of the sanctuary. And would you line up at the back kind of the same way that you did at the front? And that way the church can greet you and welcome you. And so just kind of move out of your position at the end there of the hymn and just stand at the back if you would. So let us gather now in our closing hymn, page 277, The Church is One Foundation. Page 277. Let's stand together and sing.
Christ your Lord, she is our creation, our
Nancy, I'm sitting here trying to figure out the logistics, how we get you to the back of the church. I'm thinking through my head, how are we going to do that? Nancy, what happens if when we close and you give the final hymn, if we just wait until you can make your way back? Would that be okay?
You mean after I
play? Yeah, just cut it short a little bit. Nancy, don't feel bad. They tell me that every Sunday. Just cut it short a little bit, Darren. So we'll wait for you because I think it's important that you're back there. Yeah, okay. Let's just bow our head for a word of prayer. Grace, Heavenly Father, Lord, we just thank you that, Lord, we are a part of the family of God. Lord, that as much as we have received you, Lord, as much as we have received your Holy Spirit, as much as we have confessed our sins and asked for forgiveness, as much as we have committed ourselves to being a disciple, Lord, picking up our cross, denying self and following you, that, Lord, we are truly a part of the family of God. Lord, you have promised us it's not by what we have done, but what you have done, Lord, for us upon the cross, that, Lord, we are saved. And Father, we thank you for that blessed salvation that each person here can have. Lord, I pray that if there's any here that are longing to be a part of the family of God, and Lord, they hadn't made that commitment yet, that Lord, they might even pray with me right now. Lord, I confess that I am a sinner. Lord, I confess that I have sin in my life, and I confess, Lord, that I cannot save myself. Lord, as much as I try, I fall short of being exactly what you desire for me to be. But there is one whom you have sent, a Savior, Lord, and I receive now your blessed Son, Jesus, as my Savior and Lord. I turn from my sin, Lord, and I seek to follow you with my whole heart. Lord, I devote my life to loving him and serving him upon this earth. And Lord, knowing that one day, Lord, when my time is done here, that Father, through his gift upon the cross, that Lord, I am received up into your kingdom because of the finished work upon the cross that your Son has completed. Father, I thank you for each person that prayed that right now, Lord, as much as they have, even as your scripture says, they've been received into the kingdom of God. And they too are a son and daughter of yours. Father, we praise you again for the blessed church in which we are a part of, the body of Christ, even the local body that's right here at Moscow. What a blessing we have to be a part of this group. Lord, thank you for the brothers and sisters that we have around us right now, the family of God which we share together. We praise you now. It's in Christ Jesus' name. We pray these things together. Amen.